Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. This is a special edition of Out of the Fog in conjunction with the Northwest Women's Show, the Dr. Pat Show, WBLQ, and Transformation Talk Radio. And I am very glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy, and that means no matter how you found us, you're here for a reason. And I hope that something you hear in the next hour lights your path and helps you move forward. The focus of today's show is living an epic life. We aren't here just to slog through our day-to-day, hanging on to old patterns, only half experiencing all life has to offer. We're meant to shine. We're here to be receivers and transmitters of divine light, realizing our own potential and helping others rise to their brightest being. I've got two special guests in this hour. First up, creative living coach Jamie Riddler shares how bringing your creativity to life can inspire and enhance your shine. And in the second half hour, you'll meet Dr. Alice Chan. She'll share three keys to living your best life now. I'll introduce you to Jamie Riddler in just a moment, but first, would you please head over to fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything? You can find out more about Out of the Fog Radio, learn about upcoming classes and events, and even book a private intuitive session with me if you feel so inclined. And if you like the sound of my voice, I like the sound of my voice, be sure to sign up for the free Out of the Fog Minute, a twice-monthly audio newsletter with links to discounts and freebies and all kinds of goodies. Details at fogcitypsychic.com. And now, Jamie Riddler is a creative living coach and the director of Jamie Riddler Studios. From the much-loved Creative Living with Jamie podcast to the popular Sparkles e-course, Jamie's work helps women find the confidence and courage to discover and express their creative selves so they can be the star they are. You can find out more about Jamie and her work at openthedoor.ca. Jamie, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you so much, Karen. I'm so excited to be here. And you know what? I love your voice.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I've been accused of loving the sound of my own voice perhaps too much. So I'm really glad you're here today. And we're talking about ways to shine, ways to live your best life. And I'm wondering, for you personally, how has your creativity helped you shine?
My creativity has really been the heart of my shininess in the world. And I think a part of it is creativity is such an easy and fun conduit for our shine, right? Like, we all have really shiny spirits. And the creativity, for me, it's been through theater and through dance. It kind of lets that out. You know, it gives it some way to sparkle out through my eyes, through my voice, through my hands, through my hips, and get out into the world. And that's been key for me.
Have you used your creative outlets when you didn't feel like shining? When maybe you felt horrible?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is the amazing magic of creativity, that it can send us outward and it can tune us inward. So when I'm not feeling shiny, you know, I'm feeling kind of down or dark, I can turn to the arts that are more internal. Particularly for me, journaling, I have a practice of writing 3 pages a day. And that tunes me into my own voice. It lets me hear where the muck is that needs to be cleared away. And it taps in and reminds me of the places where, even though it may feel really like small and tender right now, there is still life and shininess inside my heart.
And so creativity, let me ask it this way. How do you define creativity? Because it's not just putting on an amazing play.
No. Or,
what do you think?
I love that question, because I think because I work with so many creatives, and people, when they hear the word creative, they think that means painting or photography, and it can, of course it is, and it's how you problem solve when you're at work. It is how you choose your outfit. It is what you make for dinner. I really define it down to, it is the things that bring your unique spirit expression. You know, so it's how you choose to put that outfit together, or how you choose to greet somebody in the morning. Everything, every choice becomes, when it's not a habitual choice, it's a creative choice.
Oh, so even if you have a habit of creativity, it won't ever be maybe boring, or it won't ever become like ingrained.
I think this is a key thing in creativity, is just shake things up a little. You know, I think that this shininess, this kind of epic life you're talking about, part of it is tapping into this deeper aliveness we have. And I think we can lose sight of that sometimes when we get really on the standard slog. You know, I think there's a way that structures and schedules are so important in our busy lives, but when they numb us out instead of guide us, that's the time to take a different route home from work. That's the time to eat dessert first. That's the time to put on red if you always wear black. Try something. Shake it up.
I'm hearing you say break the rules a little bit.
I love breaking the rules.
You can't break the rules. No, we'll get in trouble. Don't.
It's something funny, too, because I really do. I think creativity holds both those places. We do need some structure. I do. I have a practice. I have several. I show up to the page every day. So there's the way that that can support me. And there's the way I have to get out of my own head and out of expectations and to see possibility. Because I think really creativity is about that, seeing possibilities. You know, what else could I do? When I work with people as a coach, a lot of the times people come because they've stopped seeing possibilities. They're really stuck in, this is the way it is. This is the way my life is. Well, it is today. And what could get shaken up? Where could you dance? What could you change? That can be scary, because breaking the rules, the word breaking is in there, right? Like,
yeah.
It does sometimes mean the loss of something, but to make room for something else.
And I'm, for myself, I'm a believer that when you let go of something, it leaves a beautiful open space for you to create something new. You invite something new in. That's part of why I think working with a coach, working with a mentor, working with someone who can kind of hold you accountable. What are you filling that open space with? Why that's so important?
Absolutely. And I think there's something here too about the space and about presence. You know, that we're not just holding on to the moments that have passed, the memories of who we have been. You know, if those things are alive and in us today, great. You know, but really we want to be tapped into that energy that's true and present now. I think this is also one of the gifts of creativity that sometimes gets lost. Because of my background is in theater, you know, we tell stories in the theater. So it kind of seems like maybe we're lying a lot. But really, it's about getting to the truth and honesty of that moment, real connection with the other person on stage, real connection to the words that are coming out of your mouth. And people feel that. And that's not different in life. When you show up to work and you're really present, or you're in that moment with your child or your lover or your best friend, there's a palpably different energy than when you're in that memory or that emptiness or in that habit.
Mm. One of the things, my background's in theater as well, and one of the things that I liked so much about working in live theater is that even though you may be doing the same thing every night, if it isn't real, if that connection isn't fresh, the audience can tell, and when the audience can tell, you can tell too. You know, there's that interesting connection between the audience and the performers, and when it connects, when it's true, everyone can feel it.
Yes. Yes, it's a lot. It's electric.
Yeah.
You know, and when it's not there, when that energy isn't there, it's a great, just like in our lives, when that energy isn't there in our lives, it's a clue to start looking at where is it? Where can I go? What do I need to drop? What do I need to make space for? What do I need to hold on to? And creativity can be a great way for sort of fine tuning our energy reader, you know, to looking for those things that feel real and true and wildly alive.
If someone isn't feeling wildly alive, isn't feeling real, feels like they're maybe stuck in the rules, this is a down time for them, how can they begin that journey to discover or even rediscover, reconnect with their creativity?
It's so important. You know, I think there are some you can go big or you can go small. Like truly break some rules. Get out of your space. Wear something entirely different. Get a haircut. Go on a trip somewhere you've never been before. Like really make a big step. Or also, I say, because we forget the creative spirit that we've always had, go back. Go back to the kids, things you loved as a kid. Maybe it was painting. Maybe it was sculpting. Maybe it was dancing. Maybe it was looking at bugs, you know? Mm. And yeah. Open yourself up to that. I think it also, that diminishes the intimidation factor that we can sometimes have with going back to something. I know for myself, I'd really gotten out of touch with my love for the visual arts until my niece came over and she was 8 and she was like, I want to paint. So we got like just little kid paint and little kid brushes and we spent an entire day with color and it was just fun. You know, there was no pressure. There was no worry about what it ended up looking like. We used glitter. You know, my cat got in on it. And it was just, but it that opened up something in me. It really, and reminded me, I love that. I want more of that. So that can also be an end, going back to what did you used to love?
Part of what you're reminding me of is that I am always free. I think I'm not, but I am always free. And when you're covering the cat in glitter or painting, not that you would ever do that, painting or doing something, for me, it's knitting, brings me tremendous joy. It helps you remember that you are free. And not only maybe that you are free, but that you can make something, you can create something. You're a co-creator in your own life.
Yes. This is, for me, the big gift of being creative is not necessarily that you end up with a painting or a dance or a show or a photograph. It's that you are reminded of your creative capacity, that you have agency, that where before there was nothing, now there is something, and that's because of you. This is so important. And what you reminded me of, too, is to tap into that freedom. There are lots of kind of little ways to break your own rules, too. You know, if you're at work all day and you do the same thing, just get out of the office. Change your pace and change your place. This can open up lots. Just getting outside, being in nature, feeling some wind. And I live in Toronto. When I mean outside in nature, I mean walking along a busy street, but there is a sky.
Mm-hmm, yes.
You know, it doesn't have to be being at a cabin in the woods or being totally secluded. Just remember the naturalness of the world or leaving where you are. That can be, listen to a crazy song and dance for 2 minutes. You know, I love doing that too. I just, whatever comes up on my iPod shuffle, that song, that's the song I'm dancing to today.
Now, I've seen you on video dancing. That's a big part of the way that you raise the vibration for people who you're working with.
Yes. And I think for me, this feeling, especially for women, of getting women to dance is so central. I get emotional just thinking about it, because I remember when I started to go to weddings and I would see all the women just making a beeline to the dance floor when the music came on, and the kind of fervor they had to be in that place, because that was the only time for maybe in the past 5 years that they had an opportunity, or maybe 10, you know, this was the night. And I'm, no, dance is available to you any moment, right now. You know, after the show, put on a song and groove. It changes everything when you move. Our bodies have so much wisdom for us, and moving, I think, starts that energetic connection with our bodies and reminds us of who we are and gives us a way of communicating with what's in the tips of our fingers, you know? What's the message in our spine today? We turn that off a lot.
We do, and I think we get self-conscious, yes, even when no one's watching.
Yes.
You know? And one of the things, at least for me, when I think about creativity, is it helps take me out of myself a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Especially something that's silly, something that makes me laugh. I don't then feel that self-conscious because I'm actually having fun. I'm really experiencing something.
Yes. When we're laughing, you know, I love that laughing is something, it's so impulsive. There's not a lot of control. I got in trouble a lot in school for laughing because it is just not something you can control. And so I think you're right. It is a great clue that you are onto something when you're laughing. You are tapping into that aliveness and there's a freedom in it. You know, you're not worrying so much about how are people responding to me. We do, when you said that about how we feel self-conscious even when no one's there. I think this is so sad that we internalize those voices, those judgments, and we use them. Yeah. You know, I don't know how many people I know, loving, compassionate people, who will still say, you know, they'll see somebody dancing on a YouTube video and they'll say, oh, I so didn't need to see that.
Huh.
But I know that's what they also have in their head when they feel like moving. You know, so I really feel it's important for us all to not only create a compassionate space for our own creativity and to find compassionate teachers and compassionate places that we can explore with others, like in community, our creative spirit, but also to be a part of this rebellion, a part of this mission that creates safety in the world for people to be in their bodies or to sing, whether they sound great or not. Who cares? We wouldn't do that, you know, if we would never do that if our kid came home from kindergarten and, you know, held up a picture. We wouldn't trash it. We know the impact of that. So many of us are carrying those art wounds. We've had people shut us down. So let's stop that cycle and be really loving and supportive when we have the opportunity to.
Mm. Now, your space at Jamie Ridler Studios and at OpenTheDoor.ca, you've created a really generous, loving space for people who want to, in the most high vibration way possible, I think, connect with their creativity. Can you let people know what they're going to find at openthedoor.ca and how they can come and have fun with you and dance? And
yes, thank you for saying that. I so love that. It's really a mission of mine to create that safe place, and especially online, you know. So if you come to the studio online, I hope what you'll find there is something beautiful and magical and inviting to you. And if you join the studio, which is totally free, I've just tried to shower people with creative treasures. You know, you'll get access to a workshop on how to make a dream boards. Creating dream boards is just the most simple, creative way of connecting to your heart and what you're wishing for, that life you want to be living. It's such a powerful medium. So you have that. I host a monthly creativity coffee. It's live online. People come from all over the world. It's mad fun. We spend an hour laughing and sharing and talking about what are our challenges in our creative life? What's exciting us? What's inspiring us? What are you reading? What materials do you use? Where do you get stuck? The conversation is really lively and really loving and supportive. So there's lots going on at Jamie Riddler Studios always.
And it's a great place to check in. I love your blog. I love your story about the interloper, about the cat. I love connecting with you. So people need to go and check that out. And you've got e-courses as well, right?
I do. And one of them is really tied into what we're talking about today. It's called Sparkles, and it's a 31-day e-course where you get a creative prompt every day from lots of great teachers from lots of different disciplines, photography, dance, visual arts, music, sound. And you get a prompt every day, but it's always something you can do in less than 5 minutes a day. You know, I heard from people over and over and over again, the biggest barrier to them exploring their creativity was time. And I thought, well, let's make it really easy. I want to make it safe. I want to make it easy. I want to make it magical, and I want to make it fun. And so this seemed to me the perfect way to do it. Tons of people have gone through the course. The feedback is amazing. And right now, if you come sign up for the studio at openthedoor.ca, I'm giving away this month four scholarships to Sparkles. So come and sparkle.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so go to openthedoor.ca and join the studio, which is completely free, right? Give Jamie your email address. You want her to have it anyway. And you'll be entered to win one of four scholarships to the Sparkles Eco. That's fantastic.
Yay!
Now I feel like dancing, but I won't because I'm self-conscious. I'm not gonna. What would you say? Now, people come to work with you because they want to open up. They know that maybe something's missing and they want to reconnect to it. What's the one thing that you can share with our listeners today, I think, that might help them take that step, start to feel some of that fun?
Start to feel some fun. Well, I'm tapping into what's the one thing everybody needs to hear. I think I've been on this theme of change something up. And I would also say carry your camera and use it. Because a camera is a great stepping stone, right? Because you don't have to actively interact with someone. There's no pressure. But when you can just capture and pay attention to your world, what you see, you start to discover your frame, your eyes, your take. I love that. Like, Karen, if you and I were in the same place for 20 minutes, and we both had the same camera, and it was the same time of day, and the same, we would still walk away with entirely different pictures.
Yes.
So I think there's something about, I think the most important thing is to start to become aware of your uniqueness, your take. And it can be done in safe and gentle and personal ways, so that first you can start to hear your heart. And then as that voice gets stronger and stronger, then you can start to share it with others. And in that this is a great time to work with a coach. So you can, in a very safe way, start to say out loud what you're noticing and what you're hearing, and start to claim it and name it, and then grow and grow and grow where you share it.
Oh, that's wonderful. And it also, a camera, what a wonderful way to bring you right into the present moment.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. And what great inspiration to maybe take a little bit of a different route. Leave a little bit earlier. Start to see when you have a camera, you start to see the things you see every day in an entirely new way. You know, pick something in your life, like your cat or your mug or your fridge, anything, and take a picture of it every day for a month and really amp up your noticing of what is different in your life, in the same place, but a different moment.
Ah. Oh. This has been tremendous fun. Jamie, thank you so much for coming in this little special half-hour segment of Out of the Fog. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much for having me. It's a joy. I'm going to dance with you. It's a joy to talk to you, but I am going to dance with you.
I'm not dancing. I'm just going to sit here. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not moving. Not going to do it. Any people who listen to this show know that there's a lot of radio dancing that goes on. I dance in my chair because there's always really good music for the breaks with this show. So yeah, okay, I do a little radio dancing. But Jamie, thank you very much. That was Jamie Ridler. You can find out more about Jamie and her work at openthedoor.ca. I highly recommend that you go and trade her your email address, become a member of the studio. That's absolutely free. And you'll not only get access to all her free goodies, but you'll be entered to win one of four free scholarships to the Sparkles eCourse. Now, when we come back on Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, my guest will be Dr. Alice Chan. We'll talk about living your best life now. We'll be right back.